Mr. Robert.
Hi, Robert. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hey. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Hi. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm good. It's a Wednesday. It's
right.
Closer to Friday, you know, so that's always great news.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. And I was reading a little bit of the notes that Precious left. So this is your fourth year in business. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Word of mouth keeps everything paid. I mean, I really have a good word of mouth business, but that,
okay.
I need better
more
than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that my business, I talked to one guy and he explained to me that the reason everything's jacked up on Google, and I didn't know this, but I guess there's hundreds of other, platforms like Google that Google shoots the algorithm with. And if all your information isn't exact on every single one of those, they kick you out automatically or something.
It's not necessarily that it kicks you out. What happens is that Google, if your information is not all accurate, Google tends to think that you're not an accurate business. So they just push you lower and lower and lower and lower.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
People can't find you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, like, if it says 6019 East 79th and Street is spelled out instead of abbreviated,
mm-hmm.
that will create a issue. Is that right?
Yes. So that's basically search engine optimization. So it's the Google Analytics. Everything across the web needs to match up and be accurate because you are absolutely right. If it's not any little type of discrepancy, Oklahoma or okay, you know,
yeah.
Those are, that is true what you're saying. Those are things that we actually fix up. And this person who told you that, were they an SEO company or did they just have knowledge about everything?
No, they were wanting my business.
Oh, okay.
They wanted way more than 1,000 down.
Oh my gosh. A month for how long?
No, that much down to get everything straightened up. And then it was a monthly fee, for the maintenance of everything, like what you're doing. And they said they would fix my, you know, they would say, I think they're doing pretty much what you're doing. It sounds like, because you have all the same, to be in same, area that he was talking about.
What were they charging you monthly for maintenance?
They wanted like 200 and something a month.
Plus 1,000 down? Dang, that's crazy.
Those guys were more than that. And I had the one company, this company that I talked to before him was telling me that, when people give your reference or your, what is it called?
Referrals? Reviews.
reviews. That they were telling me that's an issue. And then when I talked to that guy, he said, and he even showed me where guys with less reviews were higher than the people with more reviews. And he said, your problem is, he goes, it wouldn't hurt for you to have more reviews at all. He goes, but your problem is that you're, information is coming up different on every one of these other search engines and he said, that's your problem. And, I'm riding a roller coaster with this business and I'm ready to get off of it or straighten it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you.
1 month I'll do 15,000. The next month I do 5. And, I need to do.
You need stability.
15 to 20 every single month just to, move forward to hire a plumber and a helper.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
and I think that if I could fix my website, I think I could push those income numbers up for sure. If people yeah. are seeing as soon as they, you know, say plumbers in my area. I mean, I do yes. have my Tulsa Midtown, and a lot of my business that came from the website is people getting on there going, I need plumbers in Midtown, mm-hmm. you know, or
yeah.
plumbers in Tulsa, and then I come up. Of course, mm-hmm. I guess I would, right?
That's what we would do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but and then someone sent me a thing about getting hooked up with the voice thing. What are the
Amazon Alexa and Siri?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That once I got my stuff straightened out, then they said people when they use that, you're not even coming up. Well, I thought I had that fixed, but
yeah,
but I don't apparently. So,
okay.
I'm wanting to get my website appearance fixed so that, I mean, if I, you know, I'm giving this 5 years, and mm-hmm. if I can get my website fixed up to where I'm coming up the first time and I'm still not getting calls, mm-hmm. then, I, you know, I need to do something different is what I'm thinking. Maybe just
okay.
work for some.
Yeah. I mean, I hear right. you. You know, typically the first 5 years are the hardest for businesses, you know, so
mm-hmm.
you're not alone when it comes to this. You did say a lot of great stuff. So absolutely about your info all over the internet is a one main thing. Your reviews, of course, is another thing. So both of those things matter. When it comes to our listings, they are exclusive. So when we start working with you, we don't work with your competitors, which is great. These are, we're going to just work with you. And it does work with that first page placement, where that local map section is based off of about 15 keywords. So anybody looks for a plumber in your area or best plumbing company or, just like a specific service that you offer, they just have to look that up and then your business pops up on the first page where that local map
gotcha.
Section is.
Yeah.
Now I do see you have a Google business profile, which is great. But we do want to make sure we fix that. Or actually, let me make sure. Yeah, it is your Google business profile. So we want to make sure we, first of all, fix that to put, it just looks a little bit plain and there isn't reviews
gotcha.
On it. There's not pictures of your work. So we would make sure to fix all of that for you. The good news is just for the word plumber, in your area, it was searched a little more than 1,200 times in the past 30 days. So the demand is definitely there, and that's just for that keyword.
Right.
So we do take care of you on the Google side, also Bing. The other thing that we do as well that works really well are Facebook ads. And the way that the Facebook ads work is that same keyword search. So if somebody is searching for your keywords across the web, this person later goes on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. And we do target income levels, age groups, as well as the location that you're looking to get work. So all
right.
of this is included in your service. You do receive a dashboard. It tracks everything. It shows you who's looking for you. There's also a review tracker, so you can give that URL link to your clients so they can leave you reviews. So that helps you out as well. So our pricing, it is a month to month, so it's a flat rate. There's no contracts. So what
right.
we charge, and this, and also, sorry, a website is included in there as well, a nice website. So, our pricing is only $2.99 a month with a one-time
mm-hmm.
setup fee of $99. So it's a lot less than whatever they quoted you. And we're partnered with Google. So you can't get any better than Premier Partner with Google.
Right. And if,
mm-hmm.
if I'm getting at least 1 to 2 calls a day, I could easily justify paying that $2.99 a month to keep it rolling, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And also, so you know the timeline, because we do ask that you give us at least 2 months to prove to you that we can bring in clients. So for
mm-hmm.
your Facebook ads to be up and running, it's approximately 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement on Google, it's approximately 30 to 45 days. I have seen it done as soon as 13 days, especially having a Google business profile, which helps. but it is a process with the analytics of Google to clean everything up on the internet of your business. But yeah. We do maintain your first page placement from there. So we are on a quicker side because we are partnered with Google, but that is a little bit of the timeline. I mean, that's pretty much everything that is included with your service. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? Do you have any questions for me about the service?
Well, no, I mean, this is a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But
it really is.
I just believe who you are and what you're going to do. I'm telling you, I'm so freaked out about the internet because
yeah.
To me, the sky's the limit with electronics and digital. If depending on how smart you are, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not mm-hmm. like I can walk the street and walk into your office.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a good deal. And
mm-hmm.
in all reality, it's got to be, I know it has to be done because that's my biggest issue holding me back on,
yeah.
you know, getting people to call me.
Yeah. And this is what would drive that is those calls, you know, it's because 90%
yeah.
of the business is done on that first page of Google. So you'd be capitalizing
mm-hmm.
on those a little over 1,200 searches. And that's just for one keyword, of course, because there's different keywords people look up.
Right.
But another thing I wanted to tell you as well for your – oh, no, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
That I do have a website, and
mm-hmm.
I'm all familiar with the SEOs. I created my first website and on GoDaddy. That's where my – second one is, and
mm-hmm.
One thought I had it done professionally, and I did it myself.
Yeah, it actually looks fairly good. I've seen some that are not good at all, so I definitely commend you on that.
Well, this one that you see now, GoDaddy,
that's what I'm looking at.
They shut down my website, and they deleted it.
Oh,
and
wow.
They deleted it because the debit card that was my primary payment, which was linked to my
yeah.
business account, which was my secondary payment with Google, I mean, GoDaddy,
yeah.
they just ignored it. And that's not the original website. That's just a plain Jane from GoDaddy.
Ah.
You know, they did that to – they were – because I was pretty pissed off that – because I put a lot of energy into that website because it took a lot of energy. I'm a plumber, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
search and all that, and it was a good website. I got compliments all the time from people like you calling me and saying, "Hey, you know," and they were like,
"Yeah,
you know." I had all the SEOs in every bit of my. Introduction to my plumbing. I did a great
oh, wow.
job.
And then it's
I
just
was
gone.
So yeah,
I would have been
started,
too.
Yeah, they started a business in Wynnewood, and she was getting on my website to get ideas, and she sent me a message and said, "Hey, where's your website?" I had no idea.
And that's how you found out. Dang.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I just sent you a text message that actually has a template of what our websites look like as well. So,
okay.
I mean, if you want to take advantage, too, of the website that we offer, you know, they are nice websites as well, and it's included in your service. So it's available
right.
on all platforms, which is mobile devices, tablets, also, you know, desktop. So that's also included. So it's a great feature that we offer. But, yeah, so, I mean, do you want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I do.
Perfect, perfect.
Let's see. I mean, you're the best deal that has came across so far. I don't know. I got a text message last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
To you guys, but I was going to follow up on it, and of course, I get busy and I don't, you know, I'm really by myself and, mm-hmm. you know, I have to get help when I need, it's just a nightmare. I've had to fire.
Yeah.
And, I was going to contact someone this week to move this forward because this is what it's going to take for me to get out of this position that I'm in with, of course, lack of people contacting me for work.
Yeah, and this is definitely going to help you out on that end, like I did mention, you know, and another option as well, because you did, you know, say you fired somebody. If you're ever looking to hire people, we can also mm-hmm. turn your Facebook ads into help wanted ads. So that's also an option that you would have if it's something you want to do.
Right. Okay. So if I was to do that today, that would cost me $400, right?
Yes. Yeah, so for the setup fee and the monthly, it's going to be $398. That would be today. And then after that, it's just $299 a month.
So $398 and then $299.
Correct. And you're also, before I charge your card, we go through a voice verification. So I outline our service agreement. And while we are on the phone, you're going to receive everything in writing and all of our introductory, text messages.
Right.
Your phone's going to blow up for a little bit.
Well, cool. Yeah. Cause this is what I need to do because I figured by this time that my son and a helper would be in the van doing the work,
yeah.
And I'd be running this, and it turned out that way, but I'm heading.
You're going to notice the difference. Absolutely. You're going to notice the difference. So I'm very excited for you. Your area is a great area for your industry.
Right.
So let's get everything started. Robert, I'm sorry, I have to ask because everyone spells their name different nowadays. I have the spelling R-O-B-E-R-T.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And Robert, what is your last name?
It's Slaton, and it's not it's pronounced Slayton, like there's a
Slayton.
Y, like there's a Y and an E.
Okay, I'm sure everyone always gets it wrong, right?
Yeah, that was flat. You know, they pronounce it like it's spelled, right?
That's what I was going to say, by the way.
Yeah, and but, you know, how is she supposed to read it?
Yeah.
But that's for you, I guess, you know. Or real people didn't know how to spell back in the day when they, you know.
It's
anyway.
Everything. I got it down. Just to verify, spelling S-L-A-T-O-N, right?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. And what is your email address?
We're going to use robslayton62@yahoo.com.
Okay. Now, for your phone number, since we have two, what number do you want your clients to call you on?
277-9277.
Okay,
that's
perfect. So I'll put that one down as business. Okay. Now, for company name, I have Tulsa Midtown Plumbing Co. LLC. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And what is your address?
6019. I'm running my business out of my home still, too, and that's got to change. But
okay.
It is 6019 East 79th Street, same as my physical address. And the zip is 74136.
74136. Okay, I got it. All right. So that's fine. The good news is that you already got that Google business profile, so we're definitely going to just help you out get it look a lot nicer and presentable.
Cool. Right. And I've had issues with them, too. I've had to verify my business like 3 or 4 times.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Let me put this down. Okay. So we'll figure out how many Google business profiles you actually have then, and if we need to clear any up, we'll figure that out. So that's not a problem.
Right.
So I put that down in the notes. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, I can add later, right?
Yeah, you can always change it. That's not a problem.
Yeah, and so.
Okay. So my onboarding team, they're going to do research in your area of what keywords are searched the most. So what
mm-hmm.
jobs do you want to be found for?
Water heaters. see, drains. Especially, I mean, I hate drains myself. I don't, but, you know.
It's work.
I'll take everything. When I get someone in a van with the helper, they need to be busy every day, all, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, water heaters is a good one. Drain calls, disposals, faucets.
Okay.
Like faucets. That should cover everything, really.
Okay.
Everything's a one way or another, it's going to come up as a faucet. Outside faucet, lavatory faucet, kitchen faucet, you know.
Okay. So water heater, drains, disposals, faucets. Okay. Do you do, like toilet clogs as well?
Do what?
Like toilet clogs?
Yes. Yeah, that's part of drains. I guess that'd be more specific, right?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, you don't have to be super specific, but just on like the, because when somebody is looking it up, they're not going to look up, you know, drains. They're going to look up toilet clog, you know, how to fix your toilet clog or something like that.
Yeah, you got to think kind of like the person needing help, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, toilet clogs. Or sink clog, maybe.
Garbage disposal, I would assume as well, right?
Yeah. And I have on my website, I have, you know, you can call, you can schedule and stuff on my website too.
Okay.
And you can, and I have, I need to go in there and update it too. I haven't done that in a minute. I have already prices up for a lot of that stuff already. And, matter of fact, I'm going to go into that when I get home later and update all of that stuff. Cause it's, I haven't updated it in a year at least.
Well, let me ask you, would you like us to make you a website? Because you're going to have access to make changes on your website whenever you'd like as well.
Right.
I mean, we could make you one. Do you?
GoDaddy, right? When it runs out, I could just be done with GoDaddy.
Yeah. I can just put it in the notes that you don't want a website right now, but you will want one in the future. Is that correct?
Yeah, that'll work. Or, I mean, we could build, if you're going to build it, we could build it now. And,
okay.
I can just let my subscription run out with GoDaddy, but I'd have to have a different name, wouldn't I? Because my name, TulsaMidtownPlumbing.com is my URL. Is that right?
It's the domain. Did you purchase that domain?
No, I haven't purchased it, I don't believe.
Okay.
Because I think it's
so we can get you a domain. That's not a problem, and you can just let this one run out if that works for you.
Okay. That works for me. I just want I don't want to have to worry too much about this online thing. You know, I want people like you that deal with it.
Handle it.
Yeah, because there's too many things to handle.
Yeah,
Yeah, you want someone who does this every day to keep that going for you.
Yeah, no. We would be taking care of that. If you need any changes done, you can make them yourself or you can call us. So that's not a problem. We can do it for you. You do have an option on your website as well. So this is included. It's not an extra charge. It is payment integration. So our websites are secure, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature?
Yeah, that'd be okay. I use FreshBooks accounting and, it seems that, you know, there's other options like, Spartan, or Titan, I think that's it. And then, I can't think of the other ones. Home something, where you can use their software to run your business, and you can do all your payments and stuff through that. But this FreshBooks is really simple. It's cheap. And if people want to use a credit card, I send all my invoices through email anyway, unless they don't want to give it. I'll mail it to them.
Yeah.
They pay with credit card when they get the invoice through the FreshBooks. And, you know, it's, I think it's the same, it's like 2.2 5% or something per 100.
Okay, but, so it's not terrible.
No. And so I have a way for people to pay without, not that I wouldn't mind doing it on the website, but I'm thinking it might be easier just to keep it the way I have it.
Okay. So let me do this. Let me put this
later. Right. I can change in the future if I feel like.
Of course, you can change it as need be, but I'm going to put it in the notes that I'm going to let them give you more information on it. Maybe you can use it still on the website, but if you don't want to use it or if you might want to use it later, you can always make changes. Okay?
All right.
Now for, and let me make sure, let me see here. Okay. You have the Google Business Profile. You tried already about 3 to 4 times, so I want to make sure I put that down. Now, for your onboarding call, they do call within an hour window. It's approximately 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. So what does your availability look like? We have some opened up today, and also, of course, Thursday and Friday if need be. What works better for you?
Today would be the best. Because I got this afternoon open, and so I should be home by 3 this afternoon.
Okay.
So anytime for 3, I'm available, and I'll be at home so I can get on here and all that or whatever.
Between 4 to 5 would work perfectly for you?
Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to email you out the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. So if you need to make changes, you can just email me back. So I got you down.
Okay.
It's going to be today between 4 to 5 o'clock. And let me see here. Don't need that. You got your Facebook page, which is great. Okay. Now for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Okay.
I can also do a mile radius if it's easier, since I know you're a little bit of 30-mile radius from your area. It's up to you.
Yeah, what I do is I do a 30-mile radius from my address.
Okay, so I'll do that, 30-mile radius.
But that covers a whole lot of chosen cities in my area.
Okay.
I can even do...
It makes it easier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, should I do, I drove to Seminole. I don't know what state you're in, you know. But
I'm in California.
Also, right? I think it's funny how the numbers will come up like it's local.
Yeah, it's a VOIP. Yeah. It does that because people will more than likely answer your phone.
Right, I know. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I know.
But you know what? Let me also send you, I'm going to text you right now, our actual office line, and it has also my direct extension. So the office line is the number we're going to be calling you from, and then if you need anything, you can always call me in my extension. But, yeah, so I have 30-mile radius. Do you want me to do, like, cities or counties instead? I mean, it's up to you.
No, 30-mile, I mean, well, I'm going to ask you for your opinion. What would be the difference if I just do a 30-mile radius and not cities or zip codes?
So 30-mile radius would cover a 30-mile radius in your area, but the reason why we ask is because some people, they don't like to go into certain cities that would be included in that 30-mile radius. So they only like to target certain counties or zip codes for whatever reason.
Yeah, because you have to register your license in every city.
Wow.
Yeah, they can fine you for not having a city license. So I see what they're doing, and it's not too might be a good idea to do that.
Okay.
To pick the piece that I have my license registered.
Okay, so let's do that. Let me.
All right.
Okay, I pull it up. All right, I'm ready for the cities. You can start whenever.
All right. To Sand Springs. Tulsa.
Second. I look each one up on Google to make sure I have the spelling right. So I have Sand Springs, and then you said Tulsa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the next one.
Sepulpa. I don't even know how to spell that.
That's I'm looking it up. Oh, found it.
Sepulpa.
Sepulpa. Yeah, I looked it up. Surprisingly, I got it. Okay, right. I'm ready for the next one.
Bixby.
Bixby?
B-I-X-B-Y. Bixby.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Bixby, got it. All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Let's see. Did I say Jinx? J-E-N-K-S?
No, J-E-N. Okay. K-S. Okay, I got that one. Ready for the next one.
Let's see. I did Bixby, Broken Arrow.
Nope, you didn't do Broken Arrow.
Okay, Broken Arrow.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Katusa.
Katusa?
Yeah.
K-A-T-O-O-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's actually with a C, K-A-T, or C-A-T.
Oh, I
must have misheard you.
Right.
Okay, all right.
I know it's not a K.
Then it was me.
Yeah, Claremore.
Claremore?
Yeah.
Okay, got that one. Okay. Ready for the next one?
I think that's it. I got Tulsa, I got Sand Springs, Tulsa, Sepulpa, Jinx, Broken Arrow, Bixby, Katusa, Claremore.
Let me repeat what I have, and you tell me if I'm missing something, because it's easier that way for me. So I have Claremore, Katusa, Broken Arrow, Jinx, Bixby, Sepulpa, Tulsa, and Sand Springs.
Yeah, that'll keep me busy for a while.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I got that down. And you can always change this if need be. So also, you're not stuck with me.
Right.
Okay. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
And I'm open from 8 to 5. And then can we put on there 24-hour emergency service?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
So it would probably be best to then put 24/7 because when people look up, you know, when they're looking for your services, they're going to see what hours you're open. And if it shows you're closed, they're not going to call you. If it shows 24/7, they'll call you, but you can always schedule them out to based off of your schedule.
Okay, let's do that. Sounds good.
All right, so put down 24/7. And for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
The vehicle that I use?
Hold on one second. The card that you're going to use for payment.
Oh, it has Midtown Plumbing and my name on it.
Okay.
That's my name on it.
And you know what? Let me get your email one more time because I forgot to say, or actually, hold on. I found it. It's Rob Slayton, 62 at Yahoo. Right. Sorry. Yeah. I had to recheck myself there. It's such an easy mistake.
Right. So stupid, too. It's like, you know, why yourself?
I know. Me personally, I probably would have just changed it. Like, okay, change the spelling or change the way I said it just to make it easier because you probably have to deal with that very often.
Yeah. Every time, it's either Slatin or no one ever says Slayton.
Correct. Yeah. No.
Okay. And now, on Facebook, you know, it shows how your name's pronounced. And,
so that's convenient.
Cracks me up to see that E in there because we actually, you know, I say Slayton. I guess I kind of heard the E there at the end, maybe.
Yeah.
But man, it sounds like O-N to me, you know.
Now, for the card, it just has your first and last name. Is there a middle initial?
No, there's a middle. It says Robert Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
ESPN. Perfect. Robert Allen. Okay. And then the billing address, I would assume it's the 6019 East 79th Street, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then what type of card are you using?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right. It is 4908-8300-0706-4244. And the
is 8. Is that what you want next? Yes, yes, please. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
It's 8 of 27.
Okay. And security code?
109.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. This is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick from three questions, and you can put whatever answer you want, just as long as you remember it. So you can pick from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do first pet.
Okay. And their name?
Lady Bone.
Oh, Lady Bone, that's cute.
a beagle.
Oh. Oh, I love dogs. They just bring a happiness, you know.
Yeah, hey man. I love dogs with all my heart.
Yeah. I'm the same.
$19 a month to that ASPC thing, you know. I finally gave it up because I'm like, man, you know, I see those commercials and I'm just like heartbroken.
I know, they're so sad.
And I feel like my $9 ain't helping because there's still these same pictures and dogs.
Hey, but, I mean, it is sad. It's a sad situation.
Right.
But yes. Anyways, so what I'm going to do is do the voice verification. So it's on a recorded line. It's going to be outlining your terms of agreement, your service agreement. If you have any questions about it or you want me to clear something up, you know, stop me so I can clear it up for you. Then as soon as we're done, I'm going to send you everything through text message and through email as well. So for the first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Tulsa Midtown Plumbing Company, LLC.
And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Robert Allen Slayton. I'm the sole owner of the company.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That is correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we will ask you the security question every time you call us, and we're also going to be calling you from that 877 number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount. It's going to be with a setup fee of $398. Now, after this is done, you're going to be charged every month on the 29th in the amount of $299. So it is a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So you should be receiving text messages and emails shortly. Now let me make sure it gets sent over to you. We're almost done as well.
Okay.
I know it can take some time. I like to make sure everything's right.
Yeah, no worries there. I'm the same way. So.
Yeah, it's just better. My husband always makes fun of me because I always like to double check everything. And he's like, why do you do that? You're wasting time. It's like, I have to.
No.
Yeah. I know. And he,
I mean, you know, if everything's always correct, then I guess you are. But, yeah, that's my biggest issue. I don't do that, you know, a lot.
And sometimes the mistakes come up, you know, and then you realize, like, oh, dang it, like, I messed that up.
Right. I could have caught it.
Yes. Okay, so I just texted you over. It's the terms and conditions link, if you can open that up for me.
Okay, I got it open. It
Perfect.
Says, hello, Robert, right? Thank you for choosing. And then it says click here.
I just resent you. You're going to receive text messages, but the message I just sent you is like just a link that you click on.
Okay.
So I can resend it. It says
okay.
/terms of experience when you open it up.
Yeah. And it's got mobile phone 955-2660 on it. Is that anything to worry about?
No. So that's going to be the number. So that's what I was going to ask you as well. Do you want me to put this number down for us to call you and communicate with you, but the other number your clients call, or do you want to strictly leave it just the other number?
Yeah, you can put this down to contact me only, but not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's perfect. I did arrange it.
Go ahead and click agree, right?
Yes, it's agree, and then I certify that, you know, you're an authorized holder, and then type in your name exactly the way it looks with capital letters. It is very particular. And then just confirm. And then it'll take you into what will be your dashboard.
My full name, like on my card, or just
Robert? Yes, so Robert Allen Slayton.
You said it perfect. Okay.
Perfect. So on your dashboard, which will be the username and password. Oh, actually, it didn't go through. Let me verify if it went through on my end. I think it might.
Won't go down all the way.
Did you put capital letters on your name?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's still in there. So do I need to hit the...
Did you click on the two boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it has the date right below it, but it won't go any further. Do I need to... It has your website with terms and conditions. I don't need to click on that yet, do I?
No. All you would need to... So are you... it doesn't let you scroll down any more down where you like you typed in the name? Okay.
No.
That's weird. Do you see a little orange button? It says confirm signature.
No, it's like there's two pages open at one time.
That's weird.
I think with a new phone, well, about 8 or 9 months old, and I've been having issues the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
And, so, you know, I click on the thing and you can open the, or, you know, you can click on that double square box to see how many things are open. And that,
yeah.
Okay. You just sent me another one?
No, they're automatic. It's the system.
Gotcha.
But, okay, let's do this because it also got emailed over to you, and it doesn't have to be done right now. So as soon as you're in front of your desktop, if you can, because in your desktop, you'll be able to open the whole thing by maximizing the screen. If you still need help, when you have your call today between 4 to 5, I'll have the onboarding team help you. But we pretty much have everything taken care of for now. So as long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to call you and introduce you to your onboarding team. But if I'm not available, they're going to call you regardless between 4 to 5 today. Okay.
Okay, well, I will be there, so we'll get everything straightened out then. And then I'll get on, as soon as I get home, I'll pull that up and see if I can take care of this part of it. And then,
that would be perfect.
All right. And then I'll wait for the phone call, and hopefully this right here will get me a plumber and a helper in the van.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm super excited for you. Any, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Anything, feel free to give me a call. You know, you have my extension, or you can email me, text me, whichever you prefer. Yeah, we're pretty much done for now, and we'll speak with you in a few hours.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Laura.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Ah,